Community health centers have been busier than usual in Washington state. They're seeing more patients, many of them newly insured. Community health centers provide care for mostly low-income families. To meet this demand, they are branching out in remote, underserved communities. But as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, the challenge now is finding enough providers to staff these clinics.
Good morning.
Seymour Community Health Center's Yelm Clinic has only been open since February, but the clinic's been busy. It sees more than 40 patients a day. There's no doctor on staff yet. Jessica Greb is one of two nurse practitioners here. She's been with Seymour for about a week. She says they're seeing a lot of patients who are getting medical attention for the first time in years.
And not necessarily easy patients. They often have lots of different problems going on that have maybe not been, addressed for a long time. Lots of medications that need to be addressed.
One of those patients who's put off care is Johanna Brock. She's 59 years old. She got health coverage earlier this year under the state's Medicaid expansion. She's just come out of a physical exam, her first one in 3 years. Brock says she had been reluctant to see a doctor unless it was really urgent because she couldn't afford it.
You just live on that edge, and it's a scary place to be.
Before Seymour opened here, there was only one other clinic in Yelm, and it wasn't taking new patients. Yelm is rural, known for farms and forests, but today it's a bedroom community for military personnel who work at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The clinic anticipates getting even busier later this year when it finishes renovations. It'll have more exam rooms, a pharmacy, and a behavioral health clinic. It may have the space, but not enough providers. Seymour is looking for a doctor to complete its medical staff, and it hasn't been easy.
We're really looking for a family physician. We need somebody that covered the full scope of our patients, from cradle to grave.
Rachel DeLauder is a credentialing specialist. She's part of the team at Seymour that recruits for its clinical staff. Besides Yelm, it's expanding in Concrete and Vancouver. DeLauder says for the Yelm Clinic, Seymour's looking for someone who's either starting out in their career or someone who's close to retirement but wants to work a few more years. DeLauder says it might take time to find the right person to work in a remote area like Yelm.
We would much rather find that ideal candidate who is going to be satisfied and stay long term than have just a churning effect with a lot of turnover. It's not good for our patients. We're trying to build the clinic where those family members, keep coming back, and that doctor gets their Christmas card every year because they just feel like he or she is part of their family.
In the meantime, Seymour has been teaming up with Puget Sound area hospitals. The program allows med students to do part of their residency at Seymour and exposes them to what practice is like in community health centers. But that can't fill all the need. There's a shortage of doctors nationwide. Many of them are on the verge of retiring, just as baby boomers are getting older and needing more care. The issue recently came to the forefront here when Washington State University announced plans to open its own medical school by 2017 with a goal of supplying doctors to rural areas. It's a controversial move. It involves splitting up with University of Washington, its partner in the region's medical education program. WSU President Elson Floyd told KUOW the region needs another medical school to meet the growing needs.
Right now, there are only 120 Washington residents who are admitted in any entering freshman class at the University of Washington. There are some 350 qualified individuals, and the delta between those who are admitted and those who are qualified, those students have to go someplace else, whether it's out of state or out of country in some instances.
Floyd envisions a program that funnels medical residents directly to underserved communities like Yakima, Wenatchee, and Vancouver. For now, both universities are making transition plans, and both will be asking for state funding when the legislature convenes next January.
I can only wait like this, flippity-floppity-boo.
Back at the Yelm Clinic, Carmen Russell has taken in her 2-year-old daughter for immunizations. She says having a clinic closer to home has been a boost for the community. Before Seymour, she had to drive 40 minutes to Olympia for medical appointments.
After loading up the kids and doing all that, it turns into an all-day affair just to get myself to the doctors. But now I'm right down the road. It's more convenient. You are respected and welcomed here completely.
Russell grew up in Yelm and is raising her children here. She notes the community has changed in the last decade. There are more people living here. Some big box stores have opened in the area. And now, their option for health care has expanded too. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.